You are listening to The Hemp Startup Journey. My name is Jason De Los Santos, co-founder of Spectrum Labs, a hemp extraction facility in Asheville, North Carolina. I'm sitting down with hemp entrepreneurs, scientists, and politicians willing to share their perspectives, lessons learned, and how we can make an impact on the hemp and cannabis industry for everyone. Jenna, welcome to the show. This is take two. We were talking for about 10 minutes and I just noticed that I wasn't recording. So welcome again.
Thank you, Jason. No worries.
Let's see. Maybe it's like Monday in a different dimension. So we'll get started again.
That's fine.
Can you please tell the audience what you do?
Yes, for sure. Yeah, I am the manager of the customer success department at Spiffy, which is a micro-learning mobile app designed to connect brands to frontline workers. So we were founded in 2016, predominantly for the restaurant space to help train on the beers on tap and you know, the things on the menu. And then once cannabis was legalized in Canada federally, we launched in cannabis and we are one of the top budtender education platforms in Canada today. So it's, you know, that's kind of a little bit about the company. But in terms of my role, I'm working with retailers, you know, nationally to help them empower their budtenders to sell the products that they have on their shelves. So really rewarding getting work with various different types of establishments, whether they're, you know, 100 store operators or single store operators. But I just get to work with them and strategize on best practices to educate their teams.
Okay. And so I really want to dive into a lot of the training that you do, that your company does, because it's really interesting. We have a retail store. And so we're in the States and we, of course, we're with hemp. But obviously, I'm sure you hear about some of the different products that we can sell. So Delta 8 and whatnot. And we basically have to source training from all these different places. And there's so much. So it's really interesting that there are companies like you where you're basically taking all these things and you say like, OK, well, here's a condensed form of training and here's what you need to do, sort of like the highlights. Is that kind of what you did?
Yeah. I mean, basically, I have a background in restaurant. I was working in various restaurant establishments while I was getting my undergrad. And it was like, you know, Molson had one platform, Labatt had another platform. Like, it was all these different areas I had to go to get information. So Spiffy essentially centralizes all that info. And we do still work with restaurants. So we have, you know, beer 101 training. And then we also have cannabis training. And we talk a lot about, you know, the science behind the plant. Like, these are modules that have been created by Spiffy. They're also modules that have been created by LPs, licensed producers that we partner with in Canada as well. And basically, as our audience continues to grow, our content library does as well. And one thing I want to toss out, we are a free tool for budtenders in Canada. It's a free platform where people can come on and complete modules from the brands that they love. So ultimately, that's the goal, is just to centralize everything and make sure that frontline workers feel empowered. Because at the end of the day, if a consumer comes into a retail store in Canada and they're a new consumer, if that budtender isn't empowered to educate this person and make them feel safe using the product, it could be their last time purchasing in the industry. And we kind of want to avoid that and help destigmatize the use of the plant.
Well, it's super interesting. So I can't let that go. So it's free for the budtenders.
Yeah.
So who pays for it, or how do you as a company profit?
Yeah. It's interesting, but essentially we do have like retailers that we partner with as paid clients. And then that opens up the ability for them to upload their own custom content to the platform. So they're using, you know, our pro version of the platform to upload standard operating procedures, cell phone policies, maybe like shouting out, you know, who had the highest sales that month, or you know, it can be a communication tool. So they obviously pay for that level of the service. But if an individual budtender wants to sign up and learn about their favorite brands, that's free. Anybody can download the app right now, Spiffy app in the App Store and the Google Play Store, and download it and just learn about some of the brands across Canada. And then on the flip side, some of the licensed producers that we work with, they basically, if they're uploading premium content to our platform, and that's like videos that are 3 minutes or less, sticking with that micro learning format, they basically pay for engagement from the bud tenders that we're continuously adding to our audience. But it's kind of like a, you know, win-win for both parties involved.
Very cool. So then it's, you have a freemium model, and so bud tenders can go in, they can learn about these different brands or products, but then the companies that want sort of a higher level of service, then they can upload things, documents, PDFs, SOPs, and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I guess, I think I saw on the website some sort of like gamification, possibly.
Yeah. We launch new versions of our app pretty frequently. And that's another kind of side of my role that I'm involved in, a lot of the testing and the development, just because I'm gathering all this user feedback all the time. So we released a new version about 3 weeks ago, and it incorporates a score. And we're hoping that these spiffy scores will eventually live on people's resumes, because, you know, it's the beginning of a leaderboard, a bud tender leaderboard across Canada. So it's the start of us being able to say, you know, you're in the top 1% of educated bud tenders across Canada. That's kind of what the start of this is. And then eventually, you know, in future renditions, we have like badges and certifications planned as well. So if, you know, somebody wants to be, for example, Can Beverages, they're really big down in California right now. They came up in Canada and launched. And if you complete, you know, there are so many modules, then you become a Can Evangelist and you're a certified Can seller. So we're kind of working at ways that we can help reward these people that are going above and beyond every day to empower, you know, to educate consumers.
Yeah. Very cool. That's, I like that business model. So then getting into the training side of things and retail and some of the cannabis companies that you work with, what are the best practices of these retail and businesses that you see? Because you have a really interesting position in that you're not in the store per se, you're working with some of these folks, but you probably get to observe a lot of what they do well or maybe not so well.
Yeah. I think it's hard because this is still a very new industry. If I look at restaurant, my time at restaurants, it was like, okay, you train everyone on the beer menu, you train everyone on the food menu, and then they can work, right? But it's like in cannabis, there's just so much more. Like, it's, people really are curious about the cannabinoids and the terpenes, and it can be tough, you know, conversations to manage in store. Really, at least providing them with some form of education that they can look on and help educate the consumers. And some consumers don't want to be educated also. So there's a flip side to that. But ultimately, the teams that are providing education or access to education, that's one of the big successes that I see. And I just want to wrap that up also by saying, our form of education is a lot different than traditional LMS tools. So our best practices, you know, vary to our competitors as well. Like, we are micro learning. So we're really advising the retailers to release 5 modules in a week. And these modules take no more than 3 minutes to complete. So, you know, you're looking at 15 minutes of training every single week ongoing, rather than 2 days of sitting at a desk on a computer learning everything and then forgetting it in a month's time. So this is really like a continuous, you know, everyone's always progressing. And at, you know, at our company, we're firm believers that there's room to be 1% better every single day as a company, as a team. And we believe that for our users as well.
Okay. Very interesting. So then let's say I'm a bartender and I download your app. Are there learning paths, or how do you, do you just pick and choose and say like, oh, I just want to learn about this strain, or how do you go about it?
Yeah. I mean, we are currently working on scoping out learning paths for sure, which would be like gated kind of learning areas. But right now, the way that it currently works is after you download the app and create an account, there is an explore section of the app. And when you go to the explore tab, every single brand in Canada, like licensed producer, has an account. And as a user, I can follow some of the brands I'm interested in learning about, and their educational content populates in my learn feed, to which then I go in, I look at their piece of content, whether it's a PDF, you know, 1 to 2 page sell sheet, Or maybe it's a video interviewing their master grower about, you know, why they're so special. But whatever that content is, it's followed up by a 3 to 5 question quiz and basically honing in on those key takeaways and allowing them to look back after it's completed and say, oh, yeah, yeah, that was a sativa, or, you know, that was the dominant terpene. So, yeah, we're exploring learning paths. That's something that I'm really excited about, like a gated kind of learning tool. But as of right now, you can access like cannabis basic information, and you could access, you know, maybe it's like advanced cannabis education modules where we're talking about trichomes and flavonoids and, you know, kind of things like that. So, but ideally we want to get to a place where you come in, you start with the basics and you work your way up. So that's definitely coming down the road.
Hey all, Jason here with a quick commercial break. I want to tell you about Oliver's Harvest CBD. If you're in the market for a vendor or manufacturer that you can trust, then look no further. Oliver's Harvest has been in the business for a number of years. They are GMP certified, and get this, they actually answer the phone. Crazy. If they don't, they call you back within one business day. Beyond that, if you're looking for, let's say, private label opportunities, so you want to carry your label or your brand on a hemp product, if you are looking for wholesale opportunities where you're selling the Oliver's Harvest brand in your store online or brick and mortar, if you are looking for drop shipping so that you don't want to touch the physical product and you just want to sell it on a website somewhere, or even if you have some crazy idea and you want somebody to figure out how to put it together for you, then Oliver's Harvest does custom formulations as well. So the minimums are usually very low, depending on the product that you're interested in. And for products that are in stock, they ship within one business day after your account is set up. So very easy to work with. They have a wide selection of different products for you. And all you have to do to find out more is you can go to their website at oliversharvest.com/wholesale to find out more information. And now, back to our show.
Got it. And do you focus just on the products, or is there any like customer service or sales training within it?
Yeah, I mean, we generally just focus on a lot of products and like the science and plant 101 and things like that. And that's strictly because every province has different rules about what you can and can't really do in store. So what works for one retailer, you know, hey, this is a really good sales flow, like from the time someone comes in, you greet them and you do all these things, like it's just not like that in the market yet. So it's hard to put pen to paper and say, yeah, follow these 10 steps of service and you'll make the sale, because it's ultimately just not like that in cannabis yet.
Gotcha. Okay. Because I know with our retail store, that's something we've been focusing a lot, is we have good customer service, but then there's always something else you can do to improve, right? Just in the conversation and just building the relationship. And so that's something we're looking for. There are a lot of, I guess, like general retail sales training tools, but I haven't seen any that are for hemp or for cannabis, or for hemp specifically. So I feel like there are different, like, obviously you can't say that this thing is, like, you have to be very careful about how you explain.
Totally. Right. I mean, it's a bit ridiculous that, like, you know, I could go into a sleep country and I could lay my head on this pillow and they could be like, yeah, this is going to help you sleep. This is really going to, you know, help you go to bed at night if you have insomnia. But like, I can't go into a legal retail store that sells cannabis and have them say, you have insomnia, this is going to help you. Like, it's a little bit crazy to me, but I think we will get to a place eventually. I know down in some states, if they have like a pharmacist on staff, that they are able to use medical terms like that. But yeah, I mean, I recently went through the medicinal license process up here in Canada to try and get my medical license. And even the doctors up in Canada, like, they're not using terminology like I would expect them to use with regards to the plant. So it's still so new, but there's so much room to grow, that's for sure.
Yeah. And so then, Jenna, what about any trends that you're seeing in retail in Canada? Like, what are the things that you're seeing coming in, or maybe sort of going out of fashion?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, unfortunately, like, turnover is like a really big thing in the industry right now. And I think there's a lot of things that make that the case. It can be just due to like some retail stores just not having like a playbook that they're following. Like it's a little bit disorganized chaos up here. So that can be the case. It can also be the responsibility that we put on these bartenders in Canada to train consumers. Like you wouldn't go into a Starbucks and ask them where these beans are sourced and how are they roasted and what's the process like from packaging to getting here. Like it's just, you would never ask the barista that. And it's kind of like, you know, they're paid the same, probably. Like a lot of the times up here they are. So it's a very it's a tough industry to work in. Like some people really like that reward of like building this thing from the ground up, like me, but some people just want to like clock in and clock out and don't like the responsibility of like how important their role is in the growth of the industry.
Interesting. I never thought about it that way.
A lot of pressure. Yeah,
absolutely. I was talking with HR or hiring expert the other day, and she mentioned that there's a lot of burnout within retail and bartenders because there's so much, not to this extent, but you have like a psychologist, right? Somebody that just takes on all the emotions of somebody and take it home. And so with a bartender, a lot of times you have people that come into the store and they're very vulnerable and they open up themselves completely to you. So it's not just about here's this strain that might be good for you, but it's just like listening to all of their woes and problems and things that are going on in their life. Like it's not just talking to somebody about a thing.
No. And I don't think people go into like the liquor store and they're like, oh, you know, I had a really tough sleep last night. Like what's going to knock me out here? Like, you know, like people in the liquor stores aren't even having like conversations about it. Like if you're comparing it to like a controlled substance, it would be comparable to like alcohol, right? And like the alcohol stores aren't even managing conversations like this. So it's really new and it is exciting, but I understand why there would be burnout because it's a lot of pressure and it can be challenging sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. Very interesting. So you've noticed a lot of turnover. What do you see the companies doing well for the ones that keep their employees the longest or maybe that they're engaged?
Yeah, I mean, it's like a lot of people just want recognition. A lot of people want to be recognized for the good jobs that they do. I think that's really important. And recognition, you know, it looks different for everyone. It's a little bit like a love language. It's like, you know, some people want gifts. Some people want like LP swag and they want like a pre-roll. And, you know, other times it's like, I just want a shout out on our team meeting for having the highest sales, or I want to see my name in the Google reviews for our company. You know, like it can look different for everyone, but ultimately I think that's why a lot of our retail partners retain teams, is because they're giving them access to something that's allowing them to like get better and grow in their career. And we've had a lot of bartenders that start on Spiffy and then they become, you know, an assistant manager. Then they're managing a location. Then they become like a category buyer at that retailer because they've just learned so much and they've really proven to take whatever's thrown at them. So I think recognition is a really, really big piece of retaining people. And it's also just collecting feedback and like making them feel like, some of them don't even realize how important they are. You know, like without them, we wouldn't be able to destigmatize the use of plants. Like I wouldn't be able to get my grandmother to come into a retail store if I didn't know that this person was going to be able to confidently, you know, build this loyal customer relationship with them. So ultimately recognition and just rewarding people, it goes a long way. And we actually run a lot of contests on our app where we reward and recognize the best bartenders, and it's, you know, taking their Spiffy scores that they have on the app and saying, hey, you know, you are in the top 1% of bartenders. Here's, you know, a year's supply of cannabis, or here's an ounce that you can have because you've educated yourself and, you know, that you deserve to be recognized for that.
That's cool. Those are really good rewards.
Yeah.
So then as we're getting close to wrapping up here, what about anything about the industry that drives you crazy? Like anything that you're really passionate about?
Yeah, I mean, it's really like the transparency and like the policies around cannabis. Like I actually studied social economics, and I find there's like a lack of transparency in the industry. Like if people communicated more about like what worked and what didn't work, everyone would just be more successful in the industry, you know? And it is like, it's hard because it's such a cutthroat industry, especially in Ontario where I'm located, because there's retailers popping up by different owners, you know, two blocks from each other. So it is really competitive. But at the end of the day, I think if we kind of remove ourselves, it can, like, we're really just trying to bring consumers over from the illicit market. Like, that's what the overarching goal is like trying to build this, you know, legal market that's killer. Like, that's what we want. So I think if people just honed out and shared more information about their successes and their pitfalls, like, the industry would just be, you know, such a great place. And that goes with like LPs, like licensed producers too. Like, listen to, you know, we don't have like an open channel where the people selling these products can tell you like, oh yeah, actually people don't really care too much about the SKUs between 5% and 10%. They either want none or they want all. Like, well, let's start catering to the needs of the frontline workers. You know, I think that, and that's kind of falling back on transparency too, but there's just so many areas where I think, yeah, transparency would just make the industry a much better place, and more people would want to stay and work in it too.
But what you just said reminds me of that phrase that high tide raises all boats, right? Which is sometimes as a business owner or just somebody that works in these companies, sometimes a little bit difficult when your ego is front and center. But I think sometimes I try to think about the fact that at some point we're all going to go, and that competition, I don't know how much it will matter at the end of the days. And which is why I started this podcast, because there's so much out there. And I think that the industry would be better served if we all knew just a little bit more, and the competition would just still rise together.
Yeah.
So,
totally.
It's there's so much to learn, and some of the regulation makes it a little bit challenging, and how you, you know, what you share, at least with the consumers, but amongst people in the industry, there's still so much that we can help each other with.
I think about like the policies, and even like policies in the past that have been changed, like maybe not even about cannabis, but just like what drives political change. And it's people coming together and sharing ideas and, you know, going to bat together. And I get it that there is competition, but like that sharing of information is power, you know, and that's what's going to drive the industry forward. So I'm happy to see that I'm not alone in thinking that.
Yeah. Well, that's a great point to end on, Jenna. And so if somebody wants to get a hold of, whether it's you or just to learn more about your company, where should they go?
Yeah. You can, I mean, check us out on Instagram for sure. We also have a website, withspiffy.com. And you can always reach out to me, Jenna@withspiffy.com. So yeah, that would be the best way to get a hold of us. And like I said, we're a free platform, so you could also just give the app a download and try it out for yourself today.
Fantastic. Awesome, Jenna. Well, thank you so much for the conversation. Really appreciate it and your time. And keep sharing. Keep building up the industry.
Thanks for having me, Jason.
Hey guys, and before you go, this is Jason from Spectrum Labs. Please be sure to visit us on the web at thespectrumlabs.com for any show notes and links discussed in the podcast. Also, remember to click the subscribe button wherever you may be listening from, so you get notified when our next episode comes out. And tune in next show and have a fantastic day.